The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining the team, ladies and gentlemen. It's the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, Scott, let's look. Today is no diet day. I guess it's the official cheat day around the world. Why not, huh? And I like this one, tuba day. Did you know anybody who played tuba when you were in school? You know, they had to drag that big instrument around. I mean,
no, I didn't know anybody.
I used to see kids, you know, when they were in the, you know, school band, and they had this big, I mean, this honking, you know, container that they drug around, you know, with them walking to school. And I used to go, what? And I mean, tuba, I mean, it's not, you know.
I wanted to play saxophone. My dad said I could play violin. So.
Oh, saxophone is sexy. I mean, tuba, not so sexy, I guess. But
neither is violin, man.
it's not. I mean, you know, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But, so your dad didn't want you to, he didn't think you were too sexy for your violin?
He thought it would translate into guitar. But it never did.
Oh, really? Yeah,
but,
well,
I own two guitars, but I can't play either, any of them, so.
Yeah, I own a bunch of guitars, but I only have possession of them because my younger son, who was a latent guitarist, I mean, all along, you know, I'm playing guitar. Hey, do you want to learn how to play guitar? Nah, I don't want to learn. And all of a sudden, one day, he's about 12 years old, and he says, Dad, I think I want to learn how to play guitar. And this was when they had those Esteban commercials going on. So I'm not about to give him my Martin or anything like that to practice with. So I get him a little Esteban guitar. Well, in 2 weeks, this kid, he's so gifted musically. You know, he's ripping up the guitar. He's writing music. He's scoring it on the piano. I go, you know what? Kids like you really upset guys like me. I think I used a different word. But you know, you get my drift.
My father's that way. He hears the song and he can play it.
Isn't that disgusting?
And then there's me. I'm that way with lyrics. Like, I can hear a song, and I remember the lyrics really well. Mm-hmm. But musically, he just hears it, and he plays it. And for a guy that's tried to teach himself to play guitar or learn guitar, it is extremely frustrating.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy for them. They just look at it, and they see it, and it's like, oh.
And they're wired that way. It's kind of like being a golfer, and you're that close to being a pro. I mean, you're like one or two strokes away from really making it, and it's just frustrating. It's like, how do you settle yourself and say, well, I'll just stay at the club and, you know, make $100, $200 here and there and betting and, you know, whatever, when I'm just so close to being a bazillionaire, and you're just about two or three strokes from being great and exceptional. Hey, that's our frustration, and that's how I can relate to it, is watching my son so flawlessly and effortlessly pick up the instrument and do things. I mean, you know, it's like we're in Hawaii, and he goes, I think I want to get a ukulele. So I go see a friend. We go to his place there in Kauai, and we get him a ukulele. We're not even off the island, and this guy's, you know, he's doing all kinds of stuff on the ukulele. I go, you know, hey, get away from me. I don't like you. Hey, by the way, enough of that stuff. It's National Nurses Day, too. You can hug a nurse, but make sure you ask them and see if it's okay, all right? I'm just saying. Hey, Rick Scott had this to say about allowing Hillary to win. I think you need to listen up here.
Last 2 years, so we get more and more jobs.
All right. Now, you want to see, obviously, Donald Trump elected president right now. There are many fellow Republicans, Governor, who don't seem to share that. Speaker Paul Ryan among those saying, I'm not ready to support him. You've heard of the who's who cast of the party, from the entire Bush family to Mitt Romney, who are skipping out of the convention. What do you think of all that?
I think we clearly have to think about November. We have to think about what's going to happen the next 4 years. Barack Obama's policies have not worked.
Romney's going to make himself really irrelevant at this point.
Hillary Clinton to win. I mean, we're going to just have four more years of failed national policy. Think about it this way, Neil. If you like the way the country is going, and most people don't, then you should vote for Hillary Clinton. But if you want to make a change and have somebody that's going to focus on jobs, going to focus on good, doing good trade deals, going to focus on building our military and destroying ISIS, then you need to get behind Donald Trump. And the earlier the better. We've got to unify the party.
This is Bill Martinez live, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop me, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me, what's...
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Don't forget, drop me an email if you want to win a free DVD of the movie, what am I talking? War Room. I must be getting close to Mother's Day. That's probably what it is. Brain is just, the synapses are just not operating here. I don't know what's going on here, but thanks for putting up with me. Nonetheless, so yes, War Room, if you want a DVD, get in on the running. We'll put it in the hoppa, as they say. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, you know, get me in the running there. I want a free copy of the movie War Room. Why not? Allison Gilbert is with us. She's the author of the critically acclaimed books, Parentless Parents, Always Too Soon. She is a frequent guest expert on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, NPR. We see her all over the place. And we get to hear her right now on Bill Martinez Live. Allison Gilbert, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I was really touched by your book, Past and Present, Keeping Memories of Loved Ones Alive. And this book is a culmination of your earlier books. And it almost seemed, you know, and of course, this is from my perspective, not yours, because you were probably up many nights in the middle of the night getting through this. But it almost seemed like this was a natural expression and it flowed out of you.
This book was such a joy to write. It is a compilation, basically, of 85 ideas for remembering and celebrating someone who you love. And, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and my mom died a few years ago, and so I look forward to Mother's Day as a way of honoring what she still means to me. And so they're practical ideas, they're fun ideas, but, yeah, it's all about kind of drilling down how. It's really a how-to guide.
Yeah, and it's good fun, and it does help you honor the memory of loved ones, past and alive. And as you say, it's been a couple of years since you lost your mom. I'm sorry for your loss, and as you get through the transition, it does take a while. My mother is 92, and you know, well, she actually will be 90. If I said she was 92 already, she'd correct me right away, because that's the way she is. It's the way she rolls. We love her, and I know that I can always tell when she's feeling better. We had a little bit of accident here about 8 months ago. She took a fall and broke her hip, and so she's doing great. Bless her heart. And I can always tell, you know, her temperature on a daily basis, because I know when the honoriness level is back up, she's doing great. You know, so because I always tell people, you know, she's about a quarter past ornery. So I know when that's what her attitude clock is at. If it's a quarter past ornery, she's doing just fine. I mean, this is a woman that raised 10 kids. We got a plethora of grandkids along with her. The legacy that her and my father, you know, have given us has just been such an incredible blessing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But you know, getting to your book and honoring these memories, and I know that there are some people, some of our listeners out there, this is going to be the first year, Mother's Day, without their mom. And though it'll pull on the heartstrings and it's tough to remember that, it's nice to have your book as a little bit of an aid and help to cause us to slow down a minute and, you know, kind of celebrate those precious memories that they gave us, right?
Well, yeah, the first year, like you just said, is definitely the raw time where everything feels really, things sting, and there's no taking away from that. And one way that I think that I talk about in past and present that I think is really helpful is to make sure you acknowledge what your mom still means to you in a really practical, contemporary, and hopefully fun way. So, you know, a lot of us are constantly on our phones, and we're on Facebook, or we're on Twitter, and there's a really great thing to do this coming Sunday. Post a picture of your mom, but don't just do that and kind of have that be a part of your day. What the real trick is, in my point of view, and what I really talk about in past and present, is inviting people to join you and share the memories that they have. And so, yes, post a picture of your mom. Scan it if you don't have one, you know, upload it from your phone if you do have one that's taken, you know, more recently. And then ask your friends to share their memories of your mom with you so you're not the only one who's reflecting that day. If you kind of share it with people who also loved her, you get to feel their support too.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is so cool about this, Allison, is people want to. They want to do that. They want to share. And it's amazing because even in today's technology, this is the beauty of, you know, the different venues that we have, whether it's Facebook or tweeting and that sort of thing, is that we have that ability now to open up the conversation, not only amongst family members, but around the world. And I find it quite interesting when you have this kind of interaction that takes place, what others have to share and the ideas and, I mean, how they can advance even some of the things, you know, that you talk about in the 85 inspiring ways to celebrate family and friends that you never want to forget. Who knows? You could probably come up with another new 85 just from sharing your ideas, right?
You know what? I think the real trick is being proactive. I think that people who are listening, the one most important lesson that I would want to pass on today is to make sure that there's kind of ownership in celebrating a loved one, that when someone we love dies, we generally are very lucky to have support that we don't really ask for, right? When someone we love dies, you know, if it's your mom, people generally know that they attend the funeral, they go to the wake, they may go to the Shiva call, they may call you in those immediate first weeks and months to see how you're doing. What happens after is a little bit different. You know, the phone doesn't ring as often, right? People, not because they don't love you, but they move on, right? And they kind of expect you to move on too. But as you know, and what your listeners know, is that if you love someone, you don't really 100% move on. You still miss them. And so to tell people that you need support, to ask them to share a story with you, to kind of take ownership of your needs that day, it's really empowering because remembering,
exactly.
This is actually really interesting, remembering is critical to healing. That the more you look back, and the more you celebrate your connections to those who you loved, the more empowered you are. And isn't that how we all want to be? We all want to be happy.
Mm-hmm. In the first chapter of your book, you talk about repurposing with purpose. This is really profound. I mean, this is, you know, for some people, they're like, whoa, you know, I mean, this will cause you to stop and consider, okay, as you say, you know, you remember the thoughts that you hold. You know, let's make sure that, you know, it's constructive, right?
Well, we all have, the whole chapter with Repurpose with Purpose is all about the stuff. You know, we all know we inherit stuff when someone we love dies, whether it's papers or clothing or jewelry or, you know, whether it's, you know, pots and pans. I mean, we all have accumulations of belongings. And so this particular chapter is how to look at them a little bit differently to get more joy out of what remains. And so here's an example. So we're talking about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming. And so many of us who are lucky, we have letters from our mom. Like maybe they wrote notes and you have her signature on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. There's a way to use that signature and scan it and give it to an artist who can then engrave it onto a piece of jewelry.
Yes.
Isn't that lovely to keep the signature with you?
Great ideas. And this book is loaded with great ideas. 85 inspiring ways to celebrate family and friends you never want to forget. Past and present, keeping memories of loved ones alive. Allison Gilbert. Thank you, Allison.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Del Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East. I love the West. North and South, they're both the best. But I only love to go there as a guest. And I love being here with you. I love the sea. I love the shore. I love the rocks. And what is more with you? Let it never be a bore. Because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, we love being here with you. Let me tell you, a little jazz lick for us this morning. Good to have you along with us. Just about 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, brought to you by our good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You know when someone goes to a Planned Parenthood, you know why they don't show a woman an ultrasound picture of the baby? What do you think? Because they know that's bad for business. Well, what is good for life is when you have Save the Storks, 21 buses around the country. And, of course, you can't cover everything with 21 buses. This is why we have 21 buses online getting ready to be put on the road here. And this is where we need your help. You can donate and help us get those 21 buses out there on the line. And they park outside of abortion clinics. And they offer that alternative to women who are going in to have an abortion. Say, hey, you want to have a free ultrasound? Many of them take them up on that offer. And they change their mind and they choose life. And I love Save the Storks because they go through the rest of the journeys. Because once you choose life, it's not like, okay, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to put the baby for adoption? If I'm going to hold on to that baby, you know, what am I going to be faced with? And they're there with them through the journey. SaveTheStorks.com. So thank you very much for partnering with us. As we say, getting on the bus with Save the Storks. Give them a call. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you. That's 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. With us right now, Holly Harris, the Executive Director for the U.S. Justice Action Network and its sister organization, Fix Forfeiture. She's a veteran litigator with over a decade in legal experience and a respected conservative strategist. And let me tell you, Holly, we need your conservative strategic mind more than ever these days. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. A beautiful day in Kentucky. I actually get to be in my home state for a little bit. There's a big justice reform project happening here, and so I get to be outside of D.C. and in the South, and it's great.
Well, yeah, you're around there, around the bluegrass of Kentucky, and I got to tell you, I spent many a time there in Lexington. We officed right across the street from U.K., and I love the state, the people. It just was a real special time. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I want to talk about this new conservative senators voicing support for Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act. Let's bring the people up to date as to what's going on, because there's some confusion about sentencing reform, why we even need it. So give them some foundation, if you would, here, Holly.
Sure. So really the genesis of a lot of the problems that we have in our criminal justice system started when then-President Clinton signed the 94 crime bill. And at the time, you know, everybody thought that was a good idea, you know, to address the war on drugs and what people perceived to be rising crime rates, which actually wasn't the case at the time. But, you know, perception means everything. And so a lot of these tough on crime policies were put on the books. Not only did the federal prison population explode over 800%, but the state prison populations exploded because that particular piece of federal legislation incentivized states, in other words, gave federal money to states that implemented harsher penalties and also provided more money for more prisons. So after that time, so many people were going into prison, and what we now know is that, you know, our prison population has exploded, but we haven't gotten the public safety return that we deserve. Mm. So a lot of states, including Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, your big red conservative states, are often considered tough on crime states, have actually implemented reforms to safely reduce their prison populations. And because of that, their crime rates have gone down and their recidivism rates have gone down. So we're now pushing for that type of reform at the federal level.
Well, and here we are. We're starting to get, as you say, some senators taking note and saying, you know, let's make a move on this. And of course, you know, sometimes it's easy for us to get frustrated because the wheels of justice and the bureaucracy move very tediously. And so we have to be careful to a certain degree just within our own sense of impatience. You know, when you see something that is not working, you know, correctly, you want to move quickly to get it fixed. But it seems like we're on a road here to find some proper resolution, Holly.
Sure. And, you know, conservative senators like Senator Lee of Utah, Senator Cornyn of Texas, Senator, you know, Grassley of Iowa have all joined together in support of the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act, which is a very reasonable, modest proposal that would reduce sentences for your low-level, nonviolent offenders, particularly your drug offenders. But to be clear, your drug kingpins, your drug traffickers, the individuals who are getting rich off of addiction and getting rich off the drug trade, these people would not be eligible for a reduced sentence under the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act. And the other piece of this legislation that's really important is the rehabilitation programming, the recidivism reduction programs. You know, so many of these individuals who are getting out of prison after they've served these really lengthy sentences have no tools to successfully reenter society. So if they can't find jobs, they can't reunite with their families, and they can't support themselves, what do? They return to crime. We have more victims. They return to prison and again become the taxpayer's burden. So this piece of legislation is incredibly important for all of those reasons.
Well, Holly, what do you think about the reframing of former felons and not calling them former felons? You know, because that's almost like the scarlet letter. Here it is. We want to, you know, bring them back into society. And if we're going to minimize and manage the recidivism rate, you know, they need to feel like there's, you know, a fair chance on the other side of this. It's like, look, I paid my debt to society. I want to assimilate. I want to prove that I've reformed my ways. Can you help me out here?
You know, and a lot of our faith-based leaders and members of our faith-based community have really been the driver of those, you know, types of policies, reforms. I mean, really, it's more about, you know, again, like you said, removing the stigma, the scarlet letter from these individuals. Look, when they get out of prison, we expect them to be law-abiding citizens. We expect them to get jobs and get off the taxpayer dime. Well, they can't do that unless we remove the barriers that have been placed in front of them. And some of them are government barriers, you know.
Exactly.
A criminal record. You know, a lot of states have moved forward with expungement policies that allow these individuals, after a certain crime-free period, to have their records expunged and to start with a clean slate. We don't have a vehicle for that at the federal level, and perhaps that's something we should pursue.
Yeah, should there be a process of expungement, or should it just be, look, you paid your price, that's it, welcome back to society, you know, go, you know, go forward and move on, as opposed to carrying this anchor, because you want them to assimilate, and if we give them that opportunity and a fair chance at being successful, I think it increases, you know, the benefit of them, you know, their assimilation, and reduces, I could see it reducing, you know, the recidivism rate.
Well, and I'll tell you, business communities across the country, chambers, the NFIB, have been supportive of these policies, particularly in the states, because it broadens the job pool for their organizations. You know, there's some liability involved in hiring ex-offenders, and there's a real dearth of skilled labor for manufacturing and industrial jobs. And a lot of these individuals who have records and have served time, a lot of them could fill some of these jobs. I mean, Ohio is a great example of a state that's put together job training programs in prison, like, you know, allowing these individuals to train to get their CDLs and drive these big trucks. And when they leave prison, they actually waiting for them. And yeah, so, you know, when that happens, the likelihood that these people are going to return to crime is very minimal.
Well, Holly Harris, the executive director for the U.S. Justice Action Network and its sister organization, Fix Forfeiture. She's a veteran litigator. And Holly, thank you so much for coming on. So what do you see happening most immediately, you know, with sentencing reform?
Well, we encourage everybody to go to our website at justiceactionnetwork.org and sign our petition to tell Congress to move forward on justice reforms that we know have been successful in the state.
Yeah, you can join these new conservative senators voicing their support and get behind this if we're going to make a difference. And reform is definitely needed in this particular case. Holly Harris, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got more coming up right after this.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With new stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
A little cruising music here, huh? Why not? Oh, yeah. You got to love the lowrider, you know. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and time to talk with the author of Commoner Sense, The Working Person's Guide to America. Is you will recall from history. They do teach history today, Scott, don't they, still in school? Reluctantly, maybe?
Last I heard they did.
Well, hey, let me tell you, kids, in case you didn't, you missed this in school, 2 centuries ago, there was a guy named Thomas Paine, okay? He challenged the common people of America to ask for independence from the British through a pamphlet written in plain language, which is unique today, called Common Sense. And today, Patrick Furnari offers a modern American's commoner sense. Because it almost seems like that's what we need, Patrick. We need a more commoner sense, if that's a word, in light of, you know, the craziness we're dealing with today. So welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, and by the way, congratulations. You're doing a radio show yourself now. Tell the good folks about that.
Yeah, it's on redstatetalkradio.com, a good conservative internet radio outfit, a very big one, and they've given me the opportunity to have a show, so we're starting out with 1 hour a week, 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it might actually work out a little better for you on the East Coast there. It's every Sunday.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on that. Well, I'm in the East right now. I'm going to be here for another week, and then I head to California for a little bit and hop, skip, and a jump across the pond to go visit the daughter unit who is expecting our ninth grandchild. So I will be on the island of Maui. I know you feel for me.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I think a long time ago, you did a show from there and you had me on, and I was in the Turks and Caicos and you were broadcasting from Maui, which I thought was pretty extraordinary.
We're so international, you know, you have to be. You got to be a moving target these days, let me tell you. But Patrick, again, you know, considering the condition where we are in this country, the issues we're dealing with, Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee, the Republican Party, particularly those that have been part of the elite and the old guard of the Republican Party, are waking up to realize it's not going to be necessarily business as usual. They're not going to be able to manipulate a Donald Trump administration. And I think that's what the populace is getting behind, is that, you know, we have been longing for somebody who would not be beholden to business as usual, and let's turn this thing upside down. What are you seeing?
Well, I study history. I like to get into the minutiae of things, but actually, when I really look at what moves history, it's the big events that move the big picture and help bring it into focus. And as far as Donald Trump goes, he doesn't freak me out, Bill. He's that not that new in American politics, especially if you take in the total scope of our American politics since our founding to now. And once in a while, a candidate like Mr. Trump does spring up and challenge the status quo, and I'm glad that he's done it, because, you know, Bill, I'm a conservative, you're a conservative ideology has not let us down, Bill. What has let us down is the purveyors of it that don't put any action behind the ideology. We voted accordingly in 2010, 2014. We got nothing of it. And Donald Trump is the response to that. And by the way, conservatives, even the, you know, most hardcore ones are always talking about a citizen government. And now a citizen bill has stepped up.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, and for the longest time, even the party has said that they needed to spread out the tent pegs and broaden its capacity, broaden its breadth of cultures and people. And Donald Trump is doing that. And, you know, I like it. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine the other day, is that people in church will pray, oh, Lord, you know, send us a revival. Let's have more people into this place. And then the first time they come back to church and somebody's sitting in their seat, they get a little disturbed. And I think that's what's happening in the party a little bit, is that right now they're coming in and people are, you know, standing in their place in the cocktail parties, and they got these new faces and they're trying to get their brain around it. But this is what Donald Trump is doing, you know, to the party, and I think to the body electorate at large. It's giving them voice and an opportunity to re-engage with their government, which is what is needed so badly. The elites have taken control. They've been able to have their way with the voting politic, and now the voting politic has a voice that says no way anymore.
Well, whether in my book, Commoner Sense, or on my radio show, The Commoner Sense Hour, I try to always do two things that I'm really kind of obsessed with. And I try to connect the past, present, and the possible future of America. Mm-hmm. That's very thematic to me in everything that I think about. And you're absolutely right. I know it's a little counterintuitive for people to think of Donald Trump as a reluctant candidate for president by his actions and by his words, by his rhetoric. You'd say, what are you talking about? The guy loves it. He wants this office so badly. I don't think so, Bill. I think he left a billionaire lifestyle because he was simply a fed-up American that, to your point, is now just kind of being a sounding board from what he's hearing from everyday average Americans.
And he saw this coming, and being, as someone said, you know, I mean, the guy's in the building business. He knows that it requires plans. You know, you got to have the plans together. You got to get people. You got to pull all this together. You don't decide to build a building overnight. And I thought quite interesting when I found out that Donald Trump, shortly after the demise of one Mitt Romney and the election of 2012, he went and copy wrote the you know, the line, let's make America great again.
Well, I've been in construction for almost 40 years, and I identify with Trump a lot. And I know people say, well, how can you identify with a billionaire? Well, I think, like your friend Coach who was on earlier, he wasn't just attributing Trump's success to two buildings, or two, if he's worth $10 billion or $3 billion or whatever it is, but to his family. And that took a lot of planning, too. Everybody knows this. So no matter what you're building, a garage or a nuclear plant, you have to have a good foundation. I think Trump does, and I think that, you know, to your point about him, you know, doing this in 2012 with copywriting Make America Great Again, I think that that kind of planning, I think he's a lot more intelligent than the elites in Washington want to give him credit for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would agree with you, Patrick. I think there's the still waters run deep here. He's doing things the way he knows to do things in terms of how to use the media. The media loves, you know, the big headlines, and they've eaten it up. As a result, they've given him, it's estimated, over $2 billion in kind media, which I find it's quite ironic. The fulcrum has swung back another 180 degrees. If you'll remember, in two political cycles with one Barack Obama, the media was in the tank with him, you know, so deep that they gave him an enormous amount of in kind advertising. Hillary Clinton is not able to draw advantage of it, because Donald Trump is just taking all the oxygen out of the room. And the only thing she can look forward to is when it really is her and Trump head to head. You imagine how many people are going to be watching those debates.
Well, I think it is an amazing story. I think it's quite extraordinary. And I think Donald Trump, I think that's a great example of what someone that's a businessman or builder does. Anybody that's in finance, they understand leverage. They know how to turn a dollar into $10, $10 into $100, et cetera. And Donald Trump basically took very few dollars and somehow turned that into $2 billion worth of ad time, and has dominated the media since June 16th.
Amazing, huh? I mean, like no other in our lifetime, Patrick. I don't know of anybody who's been able to come out of this. The closest would have been one Ross Perot, but I think maybe he counted the cost a little too late and realized, you know, there was more than really he wanted to pay, even as a multimillionaire himself. And what we're talking about is the stuff that is, you know, more valuable than money. It comes out of your own personal soul and your family and everything that you represent. There's a lot on the line here that Donald Trump is putting on behalf of we the people. Patrick Fenari is with us, the author of the book More Commoner Sense. And we've got more from Patrick on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate with no limits or expiration dates and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, on your smartphone, or any one of the 275-plus markets across this country and around the world via shortwave, thank you for partnering with us on Bill Martinez Live. This portion being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You've heard me talk about them. They've got 21 buses out there and offering a life alternative for women who are seeking abortion. They say they give them a free ultrasound. Picture of their baby. It is life-changing. Many of the women, 85%, choose life as a result of that free ultrasound picture. If you want to be part of the life and you want to get on the bus with us, by all means, you can go to their website, SaveTheStorks.com. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you. Call them at 844-578-6757. Any size donation will make a huge difference towards life. 844-578-6757, SaveTheStorks.com. Our conversation with Commoner Sense author Patrick Funeri continues. And Patrick, I wanted to talk to you about your article, The Forgotten. You know, this is something that we have been talking about on our show, and that is with the hyphenation of America, we've just contributed to the dismemberment and the bifurcation of this country that we found ourselves no longer being the United States, but the unhyphenated United States of America.
Well, this kind of ideology promoted by the left or progressivism, where somehow we are going to divide each other in the name of unity, has backfired in such a stunning way, and this is where we find ourselves. And I just think that even a candidate like Trump might be able to pull us together a little bit. We know what we're going to get with Hillary. It's going to be more division. Trump is a little bit more of a risk, a little bit more of a gamble. But if you think about it, a lot of presidents have been a risk or a gamble to elect office.
Exactly. Well, Patrick, as a historian yourself, I would ask you, where in history has this, you know, this theory of progressives worked to bring people more together?
Well, it really hasn't. And when you think about our founders' view of America, to get behind the individual, this thing in the arc of history, this timeline of history, the biggest thing actually to happen politically in history was the founding of America. And they talked about the individual. And I've heard some conservative hosts lately, you know, calling Trump supporters brain dead and things like that. Our founders didn't look at it like that. They were behind trying to support the man behind the plow, the coal miner, the person with a hammer in his hand, or the doctor or a lawyer, as I broadly define this as all average working Americans, no matter what you do. So that's more about unity. What the progressives have done is they've reached back into history, and they've taken all the worst failed ideas from history. And a lot of that has to do with kind of a, like what I call like a classism or division. And it just hasn't worked very well. And our 110 years of dealing with progressivism in America has yielded what I refer to as a half-life for our Constitution, mm-hmm. Bill. We haven't realized the full potential of our Constitution yet.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, for me, the way I look at it, Patrick, is progressives want to live in the world of theory. You know, I'm an empiricist. I say, show me the facts. Show me where it's worked before. If you've got something that's proven, hey, I'm all in. You know, here we've had this great experiment for, you know, over 200 years. And when we've been true to the Constitution and what our founding fathers had planned for us, and our God, America has thrived. But we've abandoned particularly our moral anchorings, of which our founding fathers clearly said, you know, Adams and Madison said that this Constitution was designed for a moral and people of values. And as we have let go of our morals and values that are inherent to our Constitution and the founding principles, we find ourselves in this confusing mess that we are in today.
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, Franklin, after the famous story after the Second Continental Congress, I think it was, and they came up with, 1789 probably, came up with the Constitution, et cetera, and a woman asked Franklin, well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government have you given us? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. In other words, you have to have those moral underpinnings to govern yourself. And selling conservatism is a great thing. It's wonderful. But like I said, without action, without those underpinnings to put things into action, it equals absolutely nothing. So I've always tried to make the argument coming from the perspective of liberty and logic, not mm-hmm. just ideology.
Yes. Well, you know, the thing is, you have to know enough about history to understand what it is that you're fighting for. If you don't, and this is what has been so dangerous and what disservice academia, and I put it on academia, you can put it on other institutions, the churches if you want, where we failed the people and this younger generation. I mean, for them, Patrick, look at the fruit of the academic institutions. Look at the fruit here. We've got a socialist, an avowed socialist, who has said, hey, I'm out of the closet, I'm your guy. And he's the Pied Piper leading this new generation down the road. And we see it because we've seen enough history, but it's causing us to really talk about this and to really know what it is that we really believe in.
Bill, I've read a lot about campaigns of the past in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. There isn't a lot that is said that shocks me. I can predict the language that will be used by both sides. I understand what's going on. But, Bill, I have to tell you, I am a little taken aback that in the big picture that I like to look at, I think this election potentially is about communism versus capitalism. Mm-hmm. And I am rather shocked by that fact.
Well, I agree with you. I think that's what I'm alluding to here. You're just putting it more succinctly, and I agree. I think this is what it's coming down to. I mean, for a long time we've had people in our government, I mean, legislators who are part of, you know, the Democratic Socialist Party. Well, how do you put your hand on the Bible or make a vow that you're here to protect our Constitution and you belong to the Democrat Socialist Party? I'm sorry. What happened to the disconnect here or any kind of sense of integrity?
Bill, you know as well as I do that when you think about the nostalgic times you've had when you're growing up or how the U.S. was, it isn't actually about a period in time. It's mm-hmm. it's more about a state of mind. It's more about an attitude. You remember a day, and I'm sure that you do, when two people could have a handshake deal that mm-hmm. was as binding as a 1,000-page contract, and
exactly.
We lost that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I have many many clients, you know, because I still maintain my marketing company, and in my two most significant clients, based on a handshake. And in fact, one of the owners that the handshake took place, between he and I, he has since passed away, but that handshake to this day still stands.
Well, that shows your integrity, but the fact that, you know, I was listening to some of your earlier guests, and, you know, whether it's 1 through 12, K through 12, or college, you know, we're kind of fostering this idealism of nihilism, that nothing matters. And then mm-hmm. the government say, you have to have an education, you have to give them loans, and they get in the game, and that's one of the things government actually makes money off of, is student loans. And then what do? They turn out more left and more Democrat voters. I mean, this is a cycle we're in that is really profound, and I can't believe that we have this kind of titan of capitalism, Donald Trump, against, I make little distinction between Bernie and Hillary, it doesn't matter mm-hmm. to me, against these two people that basically are in the kind of ideology you're referring to, and that it's actually come to this, it really is quite stunning, but you're right, it is a product of, especially the last 40 years of the school system.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if we don't take a stand now, I'm afraid, and I think this is what I'm hearing across the country, Patrick, and I'm sure you are as well, is people for the first time in their lives are afraid they may be losing grip of this grand experiment.
Well, the idea of America is worth fighting for, and it is mm-hmm. such an extraordinary thing, and it didn't happen overnight. And again, like I say, it's just the biggest thing to happen on this arc of so-called civilization. And most people don't realize that, how lucky they are that the attitude towards the individual in America is what it is, because for eons it wasn't that. You were either enslaved, you were in indentured servitude, and if you were lucky, you were a commoner. You know, you were described with that old word from the old world.
Well, Patrick, in your article, you mentioned grievances, and we have been talking about articulating the grievances that need to be stated out very clearly, because we may be facing a second revolution here in this country. And much like our founding fathers, who had to state their grievances, not only for the rest of the population, but for the world at large, maybe it's time for us to articulate and state those grievances very clearly as well. Patrick Fornari, the author of the book Commoner Sense, where can they go for more information? We got about 10 seconds here.
Amazon Books is an easy place to find it.
There it is, Patrick Fornari and Bill Martinez. Thank you so much, Patrick. Have a great day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life.
At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.